KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Tuesday, May 26th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, the nearly 800-foot Luminera docked in Homer today on its way to Whittier, Alaska. It's Homer's second cruise ship of the season, according to the Homer Chamber of Commerce website. It's one of three mega yachts run by the Ritz-Carlton Yacht Collection. An online cruise tracking website says the vessel's maiden voyage was in July of last year, and it has capacity for just over 450 passengers. It is currently wrapping up a 15-day trip, starting in Japan. The Luminera began its cruise in Tokyo, Japan, and visited several locations in Japan before it crossed the Pacific, ported in Kodiak, and made its stop in Homer. The ship departs Homer at 8 p.m. tonight for the last stop in its current run to Whittier. Last week, the lead developer of a natural gas pipeline megaproject in Alaska took two busloads of current and prospective partners on a site tour of a proposed export terminal in Nikiski. KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara joined the tour and found multiple attendees were a little distracted by the debate 600 miles away over what may be a make-or-break legislation.
Dozens of people make their way off the buses and into a white tent on a bluff over Cook Inlet. Hulking machinery from a mothballed fertilizer plant looms nearby. They're representatives of would-be gas buyer Donlin Gold, a Greek shipping company called Danaus, and a Korean steel supplier POSCO, to name a few. Some wear white baseball caps, sip from water bottles, and freshen their breath with mints, all items branded Alaska LNG or Glenfarne Group. They're representing new, existing, or prospective partners of the project. Brendan Duvall picks up a microphone and explains the significance of the dirt beneath them.
Where we sit today is the actual location of where the LNG facility will be built.
Duvall is the CEO of Glenfarne Group. Last year, the energy infrastructure developer became the majority owner of the state's decades-old natural gas pipe dream, the Alaska LNG project. If it's built, the project would treat North Slope natural gas and move it through a roughly 800-mile pipeline to a liquefaction facility in Nikiski for export overseas. A recent survey of around 1,600 Alaskans found most generally support the project, but the project's steep cost has long stalled progress. The most recent estimate puts the total project price tag around $46 billion for the treatment plant, the 42-inch pipeline, and the Nikiski export and liquefaction facility. That's where Monday's group comes in. Here's Duvall again.
This is a global scale project. We need the best partners in the world, not just in the country, in the world. And most of those partners are in the room here today.
Glenfarne still has not fully committed to the Alaska LNG project. It's still working toward a final investment decision, which was initially expected last year. On Monday, Duvall said they now hope to make a decision on the project's first phase by the end of this year. Monday's visit is a sort of kickoff to this year's Alaska Sustainable Energy Conference, at which Glenfarne is scheduled to be a primary participant. The event draws attendees from around the world, and that was true Monday too. Matt Kissinger is the commercial director for the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. That's the state agency that owns a quarter of the project. Standing on the Nikiski Bluff, he says the region has seen its share of boom and bust.
What we offer is sort of another rebirth for this area in a sense. I think most people, if not all, are really pretty excited about that.
Kissinger points out to the visitors where they can see Mount Redoubt on a clear day, highlights the site's superior soil properties, and explains how popular agate hunting is among the locals. His talk continues after the buses drive down to Salamatoff Beach, where the former Kenai LNG export terminal juts into the inlet. The day wraps up at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, where the group hears from a trio of local mayors excited about what the project could mean for the central Kenai Peninsula. From City of Kenai Mayor Henry Nackstedt,
"We have a lot of assets here that will be a benefit to this project. We have..."
To Soldotna Mayor Paul Whitney,
"There's still some bumps in the road that need to be ironed out, and we'll be here to help out."
To Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Machicki, who previously ran the Kenai LNG facility for decades.
"You've got a community that is excited, ready to go to work, ready to partner, ready to get back on the map for getting Alaska gas to Alaskans and global partners throughout the Pac Rim."
As Machicki presents on the history of LNG exports in Nikiski, he pauses to check his phone.
"We're all watching our phones today, hoping for a certain bill to pass."
State lawmakers were actively debating tax break legislation for the AK LNG project that Glen Barnes says would make it more economical. The bill would exempt the project from the state's 2% property tax on land used for oil and gas purposes. Instead, Glen Barnes would pay taxes based on the amount of gas flowing through the pipeline. Revenue would be split between the state and communities hosting parts of the project, including the Kenai Peninsula. Reporting in Nikiski, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
More information is at akleg.gov. And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Tonight's newscast included a story from KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara. Coming up tonight on KBBI at 5 p.m. is Alaska News Nightly, and at 6 p.m., the Homer City Council meeting broadcast live. Tune in this Wednesday at 9 a.m. for The Coffee Table. This week's guests are from the Homer Senior Center to discuss the current state of the organization, the challenges they are facing, and what they envision for the future of assisted and independent living in Homer. Join the conversation by calling 907-235-7721 or email your questions to josh@kbbi.org. There is still time for vendors to apply for this year's Concert on the Lawn, and we're looking for volunteers to help with the event. Volunteers will get free admission to the concert. Applications are available on our website, kbbi.org. KBBI is also still accepting submissions for art for this year's Members Mug. You can find the rules and a template at kbbi.org. In Homer tonight, rain likely, mainly before 4 a.m., cloudy skies and a low around 41 degrees with southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for Seward tonight, rain with a low around 35 degrees, southeast wind 20 to 25 miles per hour. Thanks for listening, and good evening.